Hello, how are you? Hi, how are you? Fine, good.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, hold on tight, things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I have allergies today. I'm sniffing like a bastard.
What do you care? I don't think you should care. I'm the one that woke up with the allergies, not you. What do you care? You got your own problems, I'm sure. I assume you do. I don't really encompass my problems into your life. Woke up this morning sneezing like crazy. Thought I had a cold, but no, it's just a constant sneezing. It's allergies. My eyes started watering. Pus started oozing from my nose. It was awful. And I get up, and the sun's not out yet. And I go, oh, no, this finally happened. The sun blew up. My luck. I get up, and it's pitch black outside. It's like someone stole all the trees or something. What's going on here? Wasn't this dark yesterday at this time? And I'm walking around getting ready for the show at the studio. It's still dark outside. It was a tad depressing. Usually when I start the show, the sun is rising and it's coming through the windows of the studio here, and I feel rather invigorated. Oh man, this is a lousy start to the show. I can't even say certain words. It's my nose. It's just locker room talk, that's all. I'm just not in a good mood. But it'll be all right. It'll pass. Of course, there's also the realization that I spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars having someone put together a radio show Facebook page for me, which I knew at the outset wouldn't make a bit of difference. And I complain about this all the time because I can't get over it. They swindled me. Ron, you have to have a Facebook page for the show. Oh, really? Tell me why I need to have one.
I don't know. It's not the point. Everybody has one, so should you. If you don't have one, then you're behind.
You're behind. Talk about my behind. All right, go on. If everybody else has one and I need one, then go on. Here's hundreds of dollars to create one.
Oh, okay.
And they created one, once a week they did things. They marketed the thing. They would go to, I don't know how they did it, but I guess they put money into Facebook advertising or something. And we gained like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of likes and stuff, which is great. I called them up and I said, let me ask you something. What difference does it make if I have hundreds of likes? What difference does that make? He says, well, that could transpose into more listeners for you, Ron. I said, well, it could or it couldn't. He says, well, that's true. I said, let me tell you something, Facebook page maker, to whom I've poured hundreds of dollars into you so that you can raise your children and send them to college on my money. Let me tell you something. People ask me to go to their Facebook page and like the page all the time. And let me tell you something else. I don't even have to go to the page to like it. I can just click on that little thing, you know, and it likes. I don't even know what I'm liking. I have no idea even what I'm liking. I'm a grown man. I don't even know what I'm liking. That's like turning to your wife and saying, do I like cream cheese? I don't remember. Do I like cream cheese? Yes, you morbid mental patient. You do like cream cheese. I thought I did. I didn't know if I liked cream cheese. Has it gotten to that? I'm just liking stuff because someone told me to. It's like communism.
You will like it. You will like it now.
Okay, I will then. I probably shouldn't like it just out of spite. So people aren't going to my Facebook page. They're just clicking on somebody said, like this thing. Fine, it takes me a second. I like it. Leave me alone. That doesn't transpose into listeners necessarily. Now, our listenership is just fine. It goes up nicely, but I don't think it's because of this stupid little page.
Well, Ron, you have to have a page. Everybody's got one.
Yeah. So I guess I'm a little mad. And I canceled my Facebook marketing person because I am so upset. And this cannot go on. And it's made not a bit of difference in anything. So I didn't even need it to begin with. It's a pretty page. Nice. They did market it, but no one cares. No one cares. I get these little things on the Facebook thing, the Facebook adventure story, that says Bobby Jones wants you to like his page bookmarks for four cousins. Okay, what the hell? I'm not going to go to bookmarks for cousins. I don't even know what that is. Look at the beautiful page. I do like it. Nobody does that. They just say, yes, maybe I can click it. Just get it out of here. Just click it away. Don't care. It's no impact on me whether I like something or I don't. You're just getting rid of it. Clicking on like is just getting rid of them. Just getting out of your face. It's like someone talking to you and you go, do you like my pretty baby? Yeah, your pretty baby. It's a pretty baby. It's the cutest baby I've ever seen. You know, go somewhere, please. Take your little baby and go somewhere else, please. You just want to get over it. Get on with it. Ugh. You know, I can't go shopping anymore. That's not the end of the sentence. I can't go shopping anymore in a store without the person behind the register saying to me, do you have one of our cards? No, I don't. Would you like one? You can save 15 to 20% today if you sign up. I can't. I don't have the time to do this. It only takes 3 hours. It's not a big deal. I'll just ask you a series of questions. How much money you make, your address, all the personal information, whether you've ever had herpes, your shoe size, how many people you've sexually assaulted on a Trump bus, things like this. That's all I'm going to ask you. And then you get 20% off. Oh, do I get 20% off all the time? No, just on your first purchase. But I'm only buying batteries.
Then will you like our Facebook page?
Oh, shut up. Just leave me alone. Why can't we just do it like this? I give you the money, you give me the item, I go home, you do what you do, and we leave it at that. I never have to see you again. I don't have to put any of your cards in my wallet. How many cards do I have to have? Is it a track record of every place I've ever shopped ever? Oh, God. What's happened? What's happened to society? And again, yesterday, I get a phone call. And the number is, it says, unavailable. It's not available. No one had time to write the number down and put it on the thing. So I pick up the phone. And, oh, man, did I get mad.
And it happened. I talked about it yesterday, the day before. I lose track of time. I don't know which day it was.
This very nice, sweet young lady says, hi, Ron. And I figure, okay, someone knows who I am. This must be a legitimate call. They're not going to try to sell me anything. It sounds like someone I probably know. Hi, Ron. Yes. How are you today? Fine. And before I can finish saying fine, she starts talking in this robotic kind of sales pitch. And, oh, no, it's a robot. It's one of these human robots. They're programmed to react off of my response, and then it goes into the robot thing. You got me. You got me again. You interrupted my dinner. Well, Ron, why do you answer those calls? Because it could be something horrible. And it was. I'm going to tell people, just don't call me anymore. Don't call me, because I'm not going to answer. If you call me, you're going to have to leave a message, and if I feel like it or I know you, I'll call you back. That's what the message should be. Hi, this is Ron. I can't take your call right now because I don't know who you are. Please leave a message with your name and phone number and what the hell you want, and I will call you back if I know you and you're a real person and I care to speak to you. Other than that, go off and have your own life and stop bothering me. If something horrible has happened, then please call my cell phone. I can't. I just can't do this anymore. I'm being invaded in my own home audibly. I can't stand it. And I know you feel the same way. Most of you don't even have home phones. You don't even know what they are. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Home phone, what is that? What's a home phone? It's a phone that plugs into the wall. Ugh. Yuck, you have one of those? Yeah, people always used to have one at least. Yeah, I just have my cell phone. That's everything that I need. I know. I've heard that before. But see, I have Comcast. And so what? Well, Comcast, it doesn't really cost me anything to have a phone line, you see. It's like $5. You know, something like that. So, like, I'd be stupid not to have it. Well, all right. And then you put it into the house, and then it never stops ringing with stupid people. I think Comcast actually hires stupid people. How are all these people getting my phone number, by the way? Am I in a national registry of schmucks? Probably at the top of the list. How does everybody know my phone number at home? How's that possible? I think it's because when I buy something, they ask for my home phone number. I should never give it out. I should say I don't have a home. I'm homeless. And why are you buying this 60-inch color TV, this smart TV? Why are you buying that if you're homeless? I have a large box that I live in, and or I'll store it until I do get a home. Or I live with my dog. I don't know. I'll probably return it tomorrow. God, do you remember the day I used to shop at Best Buy, and I remember getting TVs like, you know, a couple of decades ago, and they had a return fee. Yeah, you couldn't return TVs because people were buying TVs, watching football games and keeping them for a couple of weeks and having a good old time, and then they would return the TV. It's cheaper than going to a rent-a-center and paying on for a weekly rental. And people were doing this. So Best Buy, I remember this, and Circuit City, that used to be a Best Buy kind of place that went out of business. I don't know why. They used to, it was like a 30% fee to return a TV or an electronic item. Not now. They dropped that because they had to become competitive. So now you can do that again. But now the TV is just so big, it's a hassle to bring them back. It's crazy. All right, I've talked enough. Now you talk for a little while. Well, not, you got nothing to say? Yeah. All right, look, I don't like to talk Trump every day, but this man is just so disgusting that I can't help it. I still don't understand those that adamantly say that they are voting for Trump. The only thing that I get from it is that they loathingly hate and seethe with great ugly thoughts Hillary Clinton. They can't stomach her. And I kind of get that a little bit because she's like a short little woman just goes walking around, just like Trump's a short little man that goes walking around. I don't know how short Trump is. I just don't even want to look at him. I feel the same way about Trump's ugly puss as you probably feel about Hillary's ugly personality. Here's the thing. I get that part of it, but I don't understand. This is like, he's just such a moron. I don't know why. Okay, you hate Hillary Clinton, and maybe you'll never vote for her. Okay, fine. Fine. I disagree with you, but okay, fine. But how can you, in all conscience, vote for such a vapid, mentally ill person who has incredible anger issues and revenge issues and totally out of control? I don't understand how you can put this country in jeopardy like that. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'll tell you what I do get. An interview came out today from Barbara Ress. R-E-S is her last name. She was one of the construction executives in Trump's organization. She was very high up in the organization. And Trump worked very closely with her on a daily basis. One of the few females that were that high up in position with the Trump organization, to which she claims the Trump organization was falling apart for much of that time, and Donald was losing it, the fact that his prowess was on the way down. She knows him better than most do, or perhaps all. She witnessed tons of things when she was working for Mr. Trump, with Mr. Trump. She was asked just today, being so close to Donald, would you vote for him for president?
So you support Hillary Clinton?
I absolutely support her.
And you do not support Donald Trump, but you say it's not just because he's sexist.
Oh, no.
It's for other reasons, that because of what you know about him. What are those?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, everyone knows he has no experience. And I mean, the idea that he would be president is just ridiculous. I have other developers I work for who are just as smarter than he was, and I wouldn't vote for them for president either. I mean, you need to have some experience. You need to have some knowledge of government. The way he shows himself, he doesn't even seem to know basic civics. But the worst thing about Trump, and the reason not to vote for him for president, is his temperament. He flies off the handle. He attacks viciously. I mean, you know, it's like shooting someone and having a nuclear bomb come back at you. He's vindictive, and he's dishonest. He always was dishonest. All the time I worked for him, we never knew when he was telling the truth and when he wasn't. And I don't think that that's what we need in a president.
Barbara Ress, we appreciate getting your personal story, having worked with him for so long.
All right, that was CNN just this morning. That is awfully convincing for me. Now, I know you're saying, Ron, you don't like Trump to begin with, so obviously you're looking for anything that's convincing. That's very, very true. But this is a woman who worked with architects, construction people, land developers, building developers for the Trump organization, worked very close to Donald Trump for, I believe it was 14, 18 years. She knows Donald Trump inside and out. And so I take this as somewhat weight in this situation. I believe what she said. I choose to believe what she says, and as she puts it, scares the hell out of me. All right, we're going to move on now because I think I'm just bothering you at this point. I think I'm just bothering you, and I don't want to bother you any further than what I have to do. All right, we're going to, we have some guests here today, and I do want to pay attention to them, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll speak to one of our guests.
One in every seven Americans is in desperate need of a dope slap. Studies show that every 17 seconds in America, someone writes, says, or does something so incredibly stupid that they deserve to be slapped, and you can help. If someone you know commits an act of boneheaded stupidity, simply extend your hand with the palm facing to the side, draw your arm back, and deliver a sharp, solid blow straight across their forehead. It's called a dope slap. It only takes a moment to perform, but the lesson can last a lifetime. This has been a message from the American Dope Slap Association and Metro South Podcasting.
And a good message it is. A very good message it is.
Hi, Ron.
How you doing, Lauren?
Okay, excellent.
Good. Lauren Fix is the car coach. We've spoken to her before. She's smeared all over the media because she knows everything there is about cars. That's why they call her the car coach and not the deli expert, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's we're into a new season, the season of fall, thank goodness, a little bit. And I know that depending on the season, we treat and prep our cars a little bit differently.
Absolutely. Now, fall, obviously, October is fall car care month, and I don't think we think about that. We're thinking about the holidays and, gee, I enjoyed the summer. But all that wear and tear on your vehicle really can make a difference when it starts to snow. Or if you don't live in the snowy climates and you're driving into the snowy climates, that's when you really need to make sure your vehicle is top on top of its game. The problem is when it gets really cold, all those problems you have amplify. That's when it gets expensive.
See, that's interesting because it's the fall, but we're talking about the winter because we're talking about prepping. And it's always good to think a little bit ahead of time before you befall, I didn't mean it that way, but before you get into these situations, you set it up ahead of time, right?
Absolutely. Well, you would do that anyhow, I think. You don't think about the road debris and the construction we've had, and now you're going to have leaves falling, which make the roads real slippery. So you really want to make sure that you've got everything in top of its game. Obviously, brakes are a big thing that you want to make sure of. But those 9 fluids in a car that we've discussed in the past, you're thinking about coolant and, washer fluid and gasoline, but the big one is the lifeblood of your engine, which is engine oil. And I always tell people, if you're going to do something, one of the best things you can do for an old car, a new car, any vehicle, is use full synthetic oil. And a lot of the newer cars, even like you think, I just bought myself a little Honda Civic or whatever, the one thing you should know is that they run full synthetic oil. And the nice thing about that is it's longer distances between oil changes. And whether you go to the dealer or you go to your favorite mechanic, one of the things I like to do is I like to bring my own premium oil filter. And I think the key to that is because you want something that's going to give its best filtration, because if you're going to keep the car longer, which most of us are, you don't want to find yourself with a big bill because you didn't take care of your car. So Purolator just came out with these new Boss filters. They're really cool because inside of them is this new smart fusion technology that actually filters out 99% of the dirt. And so that means that 15,000 miles between oil changes on a premium synthetic oil will actually go with a premium filter. And that's really smart because a quick oil change place is going to give you a filter.
Right.
And who knows what's inside of it. So you can bring your own filter, put it on the counter, and say, I want it full synthetic, and use this filter. Or you can do it yourself, which is actually pretty empowering. It's not that difficult to do.
Yes, as you.
Yeah. I do it all the time. When you really see how easy it is, you're going to go, I can do this. Yeah. If you have no skills with a tool, then get a professional to do it.
That's me. Thank you.
Okay. That's okay. That's good for DIYs and those do it for me.
I know. You know, we're all different. Now, what other parts of the car should we prep?
Okay, now whether you have a teeny small Mini Cooper or a big truck, I always tell people you still only have 4 things that touch the ground, and that contact patch is the tire. So check your tire pressure once a month inside the number inside your driver's door.
Yeah.
Use a digital tire pressure gauge. Forget those old stick gauges. They're really hard to read.
Okay, yeah, they are.
Yeah, and now, like I said, you got leaves on the ground. Yeah. You're going to start picking up some of that black ice. This is the time of year in October where if you get cold, it was warm, and back and forth, you're going to get that thin layer of ice that can be very dangerous. So having a good set of tires is truly important.
Yep.
And, when you're thinking about, where do I get tires? I don't know. I guess go to some tire place. I always tell people you probably should have your battery checked. So if you're going to get a replacement battery, we all know about diehard batteries. But they now make tires. And they have a very trusted name when it comes to batteries. I mean, pretty much everybody uses them. But when it comes to tires, they now have a silver touring all-season tire that offers year-round traction, long life, and they're really quiet. We get a chance to test them out. They're a really nice, quiet ride for year-round. And you're probably getting stuff for the kids at school anyhow, or one-stop shopping at the mall. You can get your tires put on and have your battery checked, which is really smart. And that's what the Car Care Council is always saying anyhow. That's make true. Sure to get your battery checked this time of year. Check all your fluids. And if you got a check engine light and you're like, I'll get to it, it's not going to go out. You really need to find an ASE-certified technician because it will cost you at the pump.
Yeah.
So make sure. And right now I know gasoline is cheap, but why destroy your motor or your emission system?
Tires are so important. I mean, in the old days you had to change the winter tires. Now we have all-weather tires, but still you got to make sure the treads, especially on the front, I would assume, are like really new and up to par.
Absolutely, especially on a front-wheel drive car. Yeah. Now, I have all-wheel drive vehicles, and I do run snow tires, but I live in Buffalo.
Well, there you go.
So, there you go. If you live in the upper half of the country, snow tires are not that unusual, but a lot of people don't have a place to store them. If you live in an apartment or you don't have room in your home, depending upon where you live, a lot of people say, I just need a tire that's going to get me through the winter.
Yeah.
And, of course, if it's really, really bad, you're probably not going anywhere anyhow.
Yeah.
So an all-season tire, like I said, the Die Hard is brand new, but it's got a trusted name. And the nice thing is it's at Sears, so you can get it anywhere in the country.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to be on today, to be honest with you. I mean, we learned a few days ago. I actually had my two front tires. I went to Sears, and they said, we just got these tires, and they were the Die Hard, and they're sitting on the front of my car right now. So
the price is good, too. That was
great.
Really surprised.
It was good. I mean, yeah, it's funny that you're here, because that's exactly what I did, which doesn't
see,
happen.
It was meant to be.
I suppose. Lauren, do you really have motor oil in your veins?
In my veins? Yes, I do.
That's what I thought.
I race cars. I restore cars. I work with the Car Care Council, which is a not-for-profit group.
Yeah.
And our job is to educate and empower consumers because 9 out of 10 cars have something wrong with them.
Yeah.
And if you don't take care of it, you end up on the side of the road. And, it's different. When I was a kid, we were, taking the carburetor off of your car and putting it on mine.
Yeah.
No one's doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You can't take the air plenum off of yours and put it on my car. So because of computers and when you pop the hood, you see that big piece of plastic, I think it's very intimidating.
Yeah.
And if I can help you, save money, make good choices, and the thing is, it's not just, I'll just get my oil change. It's getting it done right because down the road, all this builds up. And the Car Care Council will tell you that if you take care of your vehicle, you can save up to $1,200 a year in unexpected expenses.
Wow.
Yes, that's a lot of money.
It's one of those things in life where if you don't do it and then you're broken down the side of the road, you kick yourself forever.
Right.
But So, more information, where do we get it?
You can go to my website, laurenfix.com. You can follow me on Twitter, @laurenfix, and sign up for my free newsletter. You'll get all kinds of great information and ways to save money. And the goal is to help you be empowered. Save some money and be safe on the road.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. She doesn't have a blood test. She simply has her oil changed. And Lauren Fix, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Hey, Laura. Laura Vitale's celebrity chef, YouTube sensation, host of the cooking channels Simply Laura, which I think we're all familiar with. Thanks for being with us today. I love to talk about food.
Thanks for having me. Hey, food is my favorite topic, so we can talk about it all day if you want.
Well, we're restricted to 7 to 8 minutes, but cool. Okay. All right. It is time to, it's always time to think of great tips on how to do family meals, to make them simple and yet incredible. And let's get started.
Yes, let's. Well, you know, I have to tell you, I'm incredibly excited to be joining the Red Gold Helping Families Crush Hunger campaign. Mm-hmm. You know, families' mealtime is incredibly important to me. I feel like it's the celebration at the end of the day when you can just sit around the dinner table and have quality time with your family, sharing delicious food, of course. And this month, the Red Gold is doing an amazing campaign with Feeding America. And basically, by you sharing a family meal with your family, uh-huh. you can help a family in need share a family meal with theirs. Well, so, good. You know, I love the idea. I love being able to think to myself, oh, everybody shares family meals together every night. But unfortunately, for millions of Americans, that's just not the case. Yeah. They don't know where that next meal is coming from. So I just want to be able to help in any way that I can. And by just purchasing a can of Red Gold products like Red Pack and Tutto Russo, you are helping a family put a meal on the table. A delicious meal, of course. Chili mac and cheese.
Yes, I've heard the phrase food insecurity. What does that mean?
Well, unfortunately, hunger impacts lots of families in just about every county in our country. And by that, I just mean that millions of people literally don't know where their next meal is coming from. And of course, I hate to say this, but hunger doesn't discriminate. So think about 11 million children and 5 million seniors not knowing where their next meal is coming from. It's just outrageous to me.
That's
why this campaign is just so wonderful.
And it's in our own country, which is kind of, I can't really wrap my brains around how that's possible.
Ron, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's something that I still can't understand, and that's why I'm hoping that this month we can really work together and help make a difference.
Yeah. Now, I know that when we sit down and have a meal, fortunate enough to do it with our families, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Eating and gathering is pretty much the whole game.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to making a meal and sharing it with your family, I know what it's like to have a full plate, pun intended, and have so much going on in your day that, you know, making dinner can just seem like another chore added to that list.
Right.
That's why it's so important to make family meal stress-free, keep it easy, make simple, delicious recipes that your whole family will love. I mean, who doesn't love mac and cheese? And just elevating it a bit by making it a chili flavor mac and cheese just brings everybody together. Everybody loves it. It's like a very simple dish to put together. And it's a one-pot wonder, which means a lot of less cleanup. It's quick and easy on every level. It's quick and easy to make. It's simple to shop for. It's inexpensive. And family mealtime should be about that. It should be about those conversations being had around the dinner table rather than having a five-course meal.
Exactly. And to appreciate the fact that you are able to do that, which is, you know, that makes life more appreciable. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, when you're sitting around that family table, just think about having, you know, of course you want to talk about your day. And that's how I was when I was growing up. You always talked about your day and what you did in school. But taking the opportunity to educate yourself and your children on important topics like hunger, there's no better time to do it than the dinner table, the family meal time. That's the best time to do it.
So how does this transpose into helping other families?
It's really simple. You know, the Red Gold family is an incredible, incredible company. They're a fourth-generation family-owned company, and their whole mission has been, since the very beginning, about giving back to communities. So this month, all you have to do is go. You can do this. You can help a few different ways. The easiest way for me is to try new recipes, and if you just take your time and go to your local grocery store and just buy a can of Red Pack or Tutto Russo products, you will be, for every can sold, you will be donating a meal to a family in need, which really doesn't get any easier than that. I mean, think about it. You're having a family meal, and then you're able to pass that on and allowing a family to have a family meal. You can also go to social media. Social media is incredibly, you know, it's an incredible platform. Mm-hmm. And if you just use the hashtag Help Crush Hunger and share your family meal story, you'll be helping with that. You'll be helping that way. Or you can just go and donate to your local food bank if you really want to get into it.
Okay. How do I follow you and get some recipes and things?
You can just search for me on any platform you want, on any social media platform. You can just Google my name and you'll find me. It comes right back. Everything comes up, all of my recipes, if you just look for Laura Vitale. And if you do make a recipe, especially this chili mac and cheese recipe, make sure you share it on social media. Use the hashtag #HealthCrushHunger because I want to be able to see what you're feeding your family as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Great talking to you.
Thanks. And make sure you check out HealthCrushHunger.com for more information.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Ron, hi. How are you today?
Hey, Tara. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Let me introduce you. Here she is. Okay. Tara Wellington is the editor-in-chief of SimpleMomsGuide.com and author of The Mom's Guide to Growing Your Family Green, Saving the Earth Begins at Home. She's been on the show before quite a few times, and she always gives us advice about our lifestyle and our families being the mom of the mom person. So kids are back in school, quite obviously, thank goodness. Gets them off the streets. I'm only kidding. But still, this is a time of year when the seasons change. We're in the Northeast here. Where are you? What part of the country are you in?
Right now I'm in New York, so a little nippy.
Yeah, yep. It is a little nippy. But in the Northeast, we go through this change of seasons, and it was pretty abrupt this year. So we get into a little health-conscious conversation here. Are there specific health concerns that you have with this fall season?
Yeah, especially for children. So I'm here on behalf of several companies that I'll talk about today.
All right.
And one of the more timely topics for children, especially now the school has started, is eye health. And, you know, correct vision is very critical for their success in the classroom. 80% of what children learn, they learn through their eyes. So poor vision, of course, then would affect academics and also maybe cause some underachievement. So one of the things that I love about this time of the year is that there are parent-teacher conferences. And this is a great time to talk to your teacher and ask some questions that may signal some vision issues. So, for example, you can ask, is my child having to sit close to the board in order to see? Is my child squinting or rubbing eyes, or are there any headache complaints? And, of course, annual eye exams are part of overall wellness for both children and adults. It can be part of the annual health checkup schedule. And it can also detect vision loss, but also broader health issues like high blood pressure and diabetes and heart disease. If you go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com, there's some great information there on vision health as well as eye exams and even, you know, how to find an eye doctor.
That's important. You know, it's funny, when I was growing up, if you wear glasses, you were dorky. Now, if you wear glasses, like, oh, I want to wear glasses. That's really cool. You look cool. You look intelligent. You look good. So it's the whole thing has changed, which I love. I love that. I really do. Okay, we talked about the kids. Kids are special. We all know that. But so are the adults. What about what you go through as an adult? I mean, we're catching stuff, too.
Yeah, so self-care is really important. A lot of families have the two working parents. Both of them are up at 6 a.m. They're in bed by 10 p.m. It feels like this merry-go-round where you can barely get a breath in between. So, again, you know, making sure that you take care of yourself is the only way it's going to work well. And so make sure that you get enough sleep. These are the basics, of course, that you get regular exercise, that you are finding a little bit of relaxation time every day to wind down, as well as eating right. And when it comes to eating right, you know, 7 out of 10 Americans are not getting enough magnesium. And this is really good to know because you can have a depletion of magnesium with certain medical conditions, certain medicines. Also, maybe you're getting that regular exercise, which is great, but if you're sweating a lot, then that can deplete magnesium as well. So magnesium is really an essential element of a healthy diet, and you may need a supplement. Slow Mag is an example. These are tablets. They're uniquely formulated with magnesium chloride to absorb better and coated to help prevent stomach upset. So all good things.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Okay, now the flu's season is coming upon us, and, you know, that's not good. What do we do about that?
I know, you sounded really down about it, but it is like it is such a downer, right?
Yeah. I know, it's around.
None of us want to get it. So, actually, this Saturday, October 15th, is Global Handwashing Day. And it's great because it's such a simple way by washing your hands to prevent disease. So, three tips that you can remind your children about and even yourself would be to use soap and water. Yeah. Also, there are key hand washing times, like just before you eat, just after using the restroom, as well as wash your hands for the recommended amount of time, which is 20 seconds, which is basically sing happy birthday twice, and then you got your 20 seconds in. So,
you must sing quickly. I would take longer than that to sing happy birthday twice. All right.
You're going to have to sing quickly, then you get your 20 seconds, exactly. So, now, also during this month, our diets start to change. We can turn to more heavy foods. Mm. Seasonal produce changes as well. I don't know, do we have just a few more seconds to talk about how we can eat seasonally?
Yes,
for
we
our
do.
Health?
Yes, we do.
Well, one of the big tips I have is to take advantage of eating more soups. You know, the weather changes. It's a little more appetizing to eat soups right now. So this is really great as long as the soups are not full of those fatty meats or fatty cheeses.
Uh-huh.
Because usually, you know, soups tend to be lower in calories and nutrient-rich, especially if you make your own.
Yeah.
Now, this is really great for busy families because this is something where you can throw together the ingredients of a soup, put it in the slow cooker, and it's ready to go within 10 minutes after you get home from work and school. So it's a really fast and easy way to get that nutrient-rich dinner for a family that's busy.
You got to watch your sodium, though, on the soups, though. You know what I do, Tad? I add a little bit of water into the soup. Takes care of it.
Yes. So, yeah, if you're using prepackaged, for sure. Yeah. But a lot of times if you're making your own, then you're not going to necessarily
have
that issue.
Yeah.
You know? But that is a really good point, you know, to watch the sodium content of a lot of the prepackaged soups. And, and a lot of them, thankfully, now are going to say that they are low sodium. So, keep your eye out for the better options.
Well, yeah, we got to be healthy not only for ourselves but for our kids and stuff like that, and keeps the bills down and you feel better. So where do we go for more information about all these ideas?
You can go to simplemomsguide.com, and I have links to everything that I've talked about, as well as some additional tips on how to eat together as families and do that in a little more easy way because it benefits not only your children's academics, but keeps your weight down and helps the family bonds as well.
It does, and I'm glad you brought that up, and I know that, you know, it's just an aside, but I'm telling you, that's a lost social art of families from a generation, a couple of generations ago. We're losing that, and I think that's intricate, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, a lot of families think that, okay, dinner never works for us, but what about breakfast? Maybe that is a time when everyone is together. So, you know, be flexible. Think outside the box of how you can make that work.
Yeah, get that computer and that phone out of your face for 5 minutes while you're eating. That's a good idea, too. Okay.
That's very true.
Well, I could talk to you for 5 hours about improving the earth, and we could probably do that, but we don't have time. Tara Wellington, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care. Bye. Tara. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace, huh?